This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bookmark his site on Twitter at Michael_Yon. MichaelYon.com. MichaelYon.locals.com. All right, Michael. I got some news I'm going to hit after you leave us, and the Augustos have taken over from the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today. Owen Schroeder's not there. He's in federal prison for free speech, the judge said. But you're giving us a view from space. Forget 35,000 foot. How is Operation Glywitz going for the globalists that obviously ordered Israel to do the stand down, and what's happening? What do you expect next?
It's working. I mean, the Glywitz is clearly working for Israel. I mean, we could just call it Israeli Glywitz at this point. Clearly, both sides or the many major sides are gathering energy, whether that's Turkey, whether that's – and keep in mind, Turkey and others have a lot of influence here in Central America and across the United States and Europe, and they're all getting angry and riled up. Keep in mind, again, something – it's important. A lot of people don't realize how many connections there actually are. Like, there are a lot of Hezbollah in Venezuela. There's a part of Syria where they speak Spanish. In Syria, they speak Spanish because people that had come over generations ago to Venezuela have now gone back to Syria but speaking Spanish. But they're actually Hezbollah who speaks Spanish natively, right? Got the native body language and everything. They just blow right in. We have Venezuela right now, very close partners with CCP and Russia. Russia would be the most junior partner of those three. Of course, there's Iran, CCP, and Russia all are deeply entwined with Venezuela, right? That's a big deal. You can expect eventually a war, an energy war with Guyana next door to Venezuela, which is all related to this, right? Most people have never even heard anything about what I just said, the coming war with Guyana at some point between Venezuela. That's actually will be a CCP war, obviously, right? And so, for instance, Venezuela right now is fielding drones, making their own drones there with technology that's been supplied to them, on and on and on. So it's not like this war is going to be confined to the parking lot of Gaza and Israel. Oh, no. That's a parking lot surrounded by stadiums full of angry people who are already...
Gaza is the detonator.
Yeah, the people that might kill people in the United States and across the world in Europe might be literally their neighbors in the same floor of the condominiums, right? You know, they know where the Jews live. It's like two doors down. You know, seriously, that's how intertwined everybody is. Like,
and it's good to see all these liberal Jews figure it out. They're all buying guns all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're a little late, right? They're a little late, and I don't plan to spill any of my blood. Protecting blue Jews, the conservative Jewish people who I have numerous close friends that I work with every day. Absolutely. We're in it shoulder to shoulder, brothers and sisters. But these people that caused this, all they will do is cause more problems. That's all they'll do. They won't get any smarter. This is just the nature of a lot of them. And one thing that people need to be aware of as this proceeds, we are clearly going into a very serious series of wars. Every coward in your ranks, you've got to get rid of them. Cowards are natural traitors, period. You look at Biden, he's a natural coward. He's a crook. You look at many of the people that are selling us out, they're cowards. They just go with the winds, whatever the winds say, whatever the wind sock says, they do it. You must get rid of the cowards. We need to build up more people like you, Alex. Your force multiplying is very important. What you're doing, and that's what I'm doing. I'm taking your model, and I'm force multiplying with Muckraker and others. I'm just helping them out. Helping them get their way, and I'm telling them the force multiply. We must find good people and supply them with energy so that they can force multiply. Get the word out and make your networks. Get rid of all the cowards. You can't have Dr. Smith on your spaceship. It will crash.
The traitor is the plague, to quote the famous Roman historian. Michael Yon, Michael_Yon, MichaelYon.com. Thank you so much. If you can get those heroes on tomorrow or throughout the week, please do. God bless you and be safe.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Hope to see you in Austin.
Talk to you soon. Yeah, he lives right outside Austin. All right, Kate Daly's about to take over. I got a few final things to say when we come back. Infowars.com. Here's tomorrow's news today. Man, our border is gone. And his reporters just got kidnapped, by the grace of God, released. The cartels were smart to release them.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
You know my website, it's Infowars.com, and it is jam-packed with important news. If you truly want to be an informed American, it's better than any newspaper you'll find out there. You've got mainstream alternative news, government documents, posted email, streaming audio, streaming video. I'm pretty proud of this site. It's Infowars.com. You'll definitely want to visit it.
Ukrainian troops, there wasn't much of a fight here. They left their equipment. These are, for example, T-64 tanks, all of them in working order. They're now being evacuated from here by the Russian military, which has taken over. Where they're being taken, we haven't been told. But again, these are tanks all in working order. Over there, there's an arsenal. So small arms, rocket-propelled grenades, vast quantities of ammunition also left behind. You can see armored personnel carriers as well as all manner of trucks that have been left here. Where all these Ukrainian troops have gone is something that nobody knows. They may have mingled with the civilian population or moved further west towards where the front lines are and where certain Ukrainian elements of their military are still putting up a fight. And this is a vast Ukrainian military field camp that was abandoned by the troops here. From what we've been told, there were 3,000 to 4,000 Ukrainian servicemen stationed here. None were left by the time the Russian military arrived. As you can tell, they left in a tremendous hurry all over the place. Our personal documents, IDs of Ukrainian troops. Also, military uniforms. Apparently the soldiers here shook off these, left them here, and put on civilian clothing. Before
the report goes on endlessly with hundreds and hundreds of yards of empty fields, giant weapons depots. The Ukrainians have turned and run, and that's why they shifted gears into the new Israeli war to distract from the failure of NATO there. The globalists are weak. They're traitors. Kate Daly's about to take over. The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, with the guest host, who normally hosts American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., is Harrison Smith. Owen is in jail, the judge said in his sentencing document, for his free speech. You're like, well, that's discrediting. That's tyranny. Well, Trump's under trial and a bunch of trials without juries, just like I dealt with. This is the tyranny we now live under. Our republic is on its knees. We have to admit it. And we got to ask the people serving the system, stop serving it. You're enabling your own destruction. Kate Daly, great syndicated talk show host, amazing lady, always has incredible analysis and guests, is about to take over. I didn't plug last hour. I need to plug right now. We have great products that are incredible that you need, but you have to make the decision to get them, and it keeps us on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get my new book, either signed or unsigned. The signed copy is the fundraiser to know you kept us on air. We wouldn't be on air without the last book and people that bought the signed copy. I want to commend people that did that. I want to encourage those that didn't get the last book or the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, twice as long as the last book. Get a signed copy. If you want to keep us on air, it's up to you to make the decision right now. InfoWarsStore.com. And you know you are supporting us. I salute those that have. But I want to encourage the other 99% that never buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com to get Ultra 12. Highest quality, organic, pharmaceutical-grade B12 under the tongue. Incredible. You need it. The best-rated water filtration at the lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Platinum, 3 private-labeled, already best-selling national products. HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million. Silver Bullet, the best you're going to get. InfoWarsStore.com. Super Bell Vitality sold out. Does great things for libido. Doesn't matter. We have female. It's the same thing with a pink label. Super Bell Vitality. Want to keep us on air? Get that. Super Bell Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I am going to now hand the baton to the mighty Kate Daly. And then in about 50 minutes from now, we're going to have Harrison Smith hosting the War Room. Please stay with us.
Thank you, Alex. Really appreciate that. I like that. Mighty. That was awesome. Hey, I'm so glad that you're tuned in today. I have
By the way, Kate, let me interrupt. The truth is mighty. You reaching millions of people is mighty. We've been vindicated. You are mighty.
You're so sweet. Thank you. You make me blush. Thank you.
That's true.
I really appreciate that. You're mighty. I really appreciate you. Thanks, Alex. Let's go down a rabbit hole. This rabbit hole is really basically about next week. I won't be here next week. So I wanted to do this with you and kind of take you down a rabbit hole that JFK 60th, can you believe that? The 60th anniversary is coming up here next week on November 22nd. And I wanted to hit a rabbit hole in maybe a little bit of a different way today. I want to talk a little bit about Marilyn, maybe some things you didn't know, and also Playboy. I know it's crazy, but I got to tie it in. That's what started this whole thing. And then, of course, The Inheritance, which is a great book by Christopher and Michelle Fulton. And he was going to join me, but he couldn't at the last minute. So I want to talk about his book called The Inheritance. It's the subtitle is Poisoned Fruit of the JFK Assassination. And it is amazing. It's an amazing read. So here's the deal. I was going down the rabbit hole of Playboy a little bit because I thought that Playboy might have been a CIA op, actually. Just to kind of go brass tacks with you. So it was interesting when I was going down and studying a little bit more about Hugh Hefner. And obviously, you know, he went to college. He had a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, double minor in creative writing. And then he graduated. And, of course, before that, in 1944, he actually had enlisted in the Army right out of high school. And he was an infantry clerk and then worked on various military newspapers at Camp Adair in Salem, Oregon. And he was discharged in 46. And in 1952, he left his job as copywriter. He got a copywriter job for Esquire right out of the military. Seems that a lot of folks were in certain places in the military. They were kept in, you know, a lot of people, even Paul Newman, certain places in the military, like certain jobs, okay, and maybe groomed a little bit. This was right around the time of the CIA coming forward. So groomed a little bit in acting, propaganda, Hollywood, kind of groomed to be stars in writing. They were just about to unleash this very, very large propaganda machine, even worse than World War II. So we're coming into that time. The reason that Hugh Hefner was famous and got this off the ground was because he got a hold of the nude photos of Marilyn Monroe. And you have to ask yourself, how did he do that? How did he get those photos? This guy is little known, little job, little nothing. But he got Marilyn Monroe's nude photos, okay? And she was just coming onto the scene and becoming very popular at that point. How did he get them? That's my biggest question, okay? But that's what launched him. He even bought the crypt next to her to pay homage to her. A very weird guy. But anyway, this is what kind of sparked me looking at Marilyn a lot closer and what Marilyn truly was. And it has a lot to do with Russia, actually, and some different things that were pretty strange. Yeah. So this is kind of fascinating. But the first, okay, so he launches out, Hugh Hefner launches out with that first episode of his magazine, and gets very, very popular. And then he gets certain interviews that he gets to do and so forth, okay, certain interviews. But it's interesting because you look at Marilyn and you look at her background. So let me take you down this really quick before I get to the JFK thing. Marilyn admitted that her father was Charles Stanley Gifford, and he was Gladys Pearl Monroe's, Marilyn Monroe's boss at Consolidated Films. We'll come right back to this in just a moment on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with me. You're going to want to hear this.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, and I'm really glad to be with you. In fact, next week I have a lot of the on my website. I'll have a lot of the truth abouts, you know, my deep dives, my homework, if you will. KateDalyRadio.com. You're welcome to visit that. So I love the deep dives. I love research. But let me go back to Marilyn. Marilyn, her biological father, was her mother's boss at Consolidated Films at the time of her birth in 1926. And so it kind of tells you a little bit about maybe being groomed for this industry, a little bit more than just plucking somebody out of obscurity, right, to become famous. The interesting part about her is that they kept saying in her biographies that she worked at a factory in 1944, and it was a defense plant. In fact, some of the interviews came out, they're like, no, she worked at the defense plant. I mean, they just call it the factory, and it was reported that she had several different jobs, which nobody could really agree on what actual job she had. David Conover was the one that was taking random photos, just random pictures at the plant, who captured her with dirt on her face and her hair in a hanky. And, she, you know, if you go back to the original pictures of Norma Jean, she really wasn't that gorgeous. She didn't stand out of a crowd. And I know everybody keeps trying to tell us she did. But if you really go back and look at her, not so much. I mean, she was really kind of plain Jane. He takes a photo of her, he says, and then all of a sudden this launches this big career into modeling. And I want to talk about that for just a moment before we get into the JFK thing. Because my big question is, was she a spy? Ha. We're going to get to that. Conover, actually, in many different interviews and bios, it talked about him working for intelligence and working for the government. So he was there to take photos for a specific reason. Okay. So Conover says she had curly ash blonde hair and her face was smudged with dirt. And I just thought she was this beauty queen. Sure. Anyway, so this is what we're told, and that was the photo that sparked her career. And Emmeline Snively, what a name. Emmeline Snively was this person who launched her, right? So she quits her job and she pursues modeling. And she has this sort of natural beauty they kept telling us over and over again. And this was the Blue Book Model Agency. Blue Book Model Agency, interesting name. So then Monroe said the casting directors and all the people had a real problem with her look. So if you're looking at her right now, she was the chinless wonder. She had to have chin augmentation using bovine cartilage. She was also said to have undergone plastic surgery on the tip of her nose. Initial modeling card said that she, when she was 20 years old and married, that this big star that she needed cosmetic work and that there was nothing very special about her. Why? Because she was short. She was a size 12. So she wasn't model material at all. She was very, very short. And they also had to go about removing her widow's peak. So not only did they end up giving her plastic surgery, changing her hair, which was very curly, they ended up having to do all this work to her. Okay. This work on her, I should say. And she said she took all these classes from Snively. She started training with her. She was even sent off for a while into some sort of training school. And then they also say very little is known about these modeling years, probably because they were grooming her and training her to do a specific job. That's why there's very, very little information about her. You know, there's so many pretty women out there that it's kind of interesting that they talk about her in this way, that they had to change almost everything about her in order to get her even a job in modeling and in acting. But that's how it went down. They took a person who was very plain and they made her into the character of Marilyn Monroe. Emmeline Snively, I believe, was her handler. She stayed with her every step of the way. Usually when you leave at the first job you get at a modeling agency, you're not tied to the apron strings of this person. But she was. In fact, she continued on and on to be this. She also took classes at the Strasberg Agency for Acting, which was sort of, they have a background, let's say, with Russia, okay, the Strasberg. So she took all these classes. She's a very short, size 12 brunette with a widow's peak who needs plastic surgery and a diet, but they pick her out of obscurity and say she's the next big thing because her career was absolutely launched, 100%, okay? And the person that took those pictures of her, 100% was intelligence, okay? So this whole storyline of her working in this defense factory and the girls that worked in the defense factory, it was interesting. Now, I know you're going to say, well, a lot of people worked in defense factories back in the day. That's true. It was just kind of odd that it's never really mentioned a lot. It's just she worked at a factory. I also want to talk too about the fact who really was she. So the thoughts of her actually delivering information that her murder was much more something to keep her quiet. It wasn't the overdose everybody thinks it was. Was her Russian code name Masha? Did she help with secret communications regarding the president's effort to end the Cold War, and she ultimately paid for it with her life? The CIA, the Pentagon, Washington's powerful were pretty outraged when they were forced to endure President Kennedy's choosing civilians, especially women, to operate on the highest levels of national security. And the code had always been no outsiders, but the president's methods were actually working. You know, every time I'm shoved a narrative down my throat, and I mean at every turn, right? All you ever heard was he was a womanizer. He was a womanizer. He was a womanizer. It's kind of interesting because I usually think, okay, why am I being force-fed this so deeply? Okay. And were the women more or less spies that he counted on for information? So their meetings, their liaisons, were not so much sexual. They could have been, but not so much sexual, but as information getting, okay? Because if you have to work around the CIA and you want to out the CIA for the monster they've become just in that short 13 years, then what would you do? You would probably have to go to outside sources. So I guess that he was okay with, if this is true, with just being the guy that's the womanizer, right? And then Jackie stayed with him because he was a womanizer. That's the official story. But the problem with all of that is that, you know, he had to kind of come up with this covert network of spies, right? And you choose somebody like Marilyn Monroe. Why would you choose somebody like Marilyn Monroe? Well, maybe she was set up as a spy. Maybe her training classes were for that purpose. To absolutely train her. We know that many actresses during this time were actual double agents. They actually, I can't remember the name of the one that invented, Bluetooth, invented wireless, but the Bluetooth faction. So it's kind of, it sparks this, Hollywood was sort of this vehicle where the actresses and actors could go back and forth to all these different countries and no one would suspect anything. No one would suspect that they were giving information and getting information and going back because they met all the time, right? With politicians. Politicians in Hollywood always had this relationship. This very, very strong relationship. Because who's going to suspect Marilyn Monroe of being a spy? Probably nobody. Was her code name Masha? Very interesting, right? Maybe now you know why she met her death so early on. Maybe she wanted to spill that. Who knows? I'll be right back. I have more. I'll be right back. It gets more interesting. I'll be right back on the app.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. and want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you today. I like deep dives, I like homework, and I like research. And so when people suddenly become famous or have access to all the right people without years of hard luck, I'm always interested in digging deeper. It doesn't always mean that something's afoot. But when I looked at Hugh and I looked at Marilyn, it never made sense. Their stories never made sense. You don't take somebody off the street that needs that much plastic surgery and that much work to straighten her curly hair and to do all of these things and totally change her, 100% totally change her, and then say that, oh, yeah, she just caught everybody's eye because she was that special. There's a lot of girls, so why pick somebody like that unless they're supposed to be there, unless they're trained to be there? And in this time of World War II, post-World War II, we had the CIA, we had the OSS and the CIA And they were working hard. They were working hard developing their brand of treason and taking over America. And so, of course, when you have people like Hugh Hefner and Marilyn, who they sway culture, they have influence, the kind of influence that should always be questioned. That's when I say, you know what, you got to look at this. And with the anniversary of 60 years next week, I had a lot of stuff on space, but I wanted to do this today because I know you'll all be sitting around the table at Thanksgiving. This probably maybe not the information to bring up, might be kind of dividing to tell you the truth, but just so you know, maybe some of these things that you're aware of. And it makes the story a little more interesting to reflect on 60 years later, when we still are not going to get a hold of a lot of this evidence, which I'm going to get to in a moment. So there was the book that came out by David Pitts called Jack and Lem, and it was Jack and his best friend Lem. Now, when Jack Kennedy was in the office of the presidency, you really didn't hear much about Lem. Lem was his very, 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 very best friend. Okay. And the historians say that they were childhood friends. They weren't childhood friends. They met in high school, actually. When Jack was a freshman in high school, or sophomore. But what's interesting about this is that I noticed that the book Jack and Lem talked about the liaisons, because this was written obviously post everything, but it was the liaisons were mentioned, but Marilyn was never mentioned. There were certain key people that were completely left out of the book. And it made me kind of wonder about that because she was one of the more famous liaisons, right? Right. Even thoughts that maybe she was with both Kennedy. Who knows? But let me just say that these guys were super best friends. And so they actually wrote a book about it. David Pitts did. And this actually comes from the narrative. So Kirk LeMoyne Lem Billings, he went by Lem, but his name was Kirk LeMoyne. He actually repeated his senior year so that he and Kennedy could graduate from school together in 1935 so he could stay behind with him. Historians say that they were like childhood friends, but they weren't. They met at the school. Childhood is like when you're little, you know, but that's not the case. In the summer of 1937, Billings and Kennedy took a summer trip through Europe, which they said solidified their friendship. For 2.5 months, they traveled Europe together and even bought a dog together. In 1961, Billings declined Kennedy's offer to appoint him the first head of the Peace Corps because he said he realized that he didn't want to work for the president because he felt it would change his relationship. Interesting. Billings visited the White House almost every single weekend during the Kennedy administration, during the entire administration. A butler even commented on the fact that Billings was leaving his belongings in one of the third floor guest rooms so often that the first lady replied, well, he's been my house guest since I was married. And then sometimes he'd stay for longer periods and the first lady was away. Billings organized the White House dinner parties for the president. He even encouraged Jackie to redecorate the White House that infamous time. And then when the president traveled, he kept the first lady company. And then sometimes he traveled with the president when the president was away. He was always in the back row at major events. He never had a White House pass. And of course, I found it just kind of interesting. His whole past, he was actually his dying wish. He died of a heart attack in 1965, when he was 65 years old. But his dying wish was that the Kennedy boys would carry his casket to the place of final resting. But he had an interesting and curious, he's in the background of almost every single photo of JFK, and they were these best friends. Now, it's interesting that we kept getting the whole womanizing thing hyped. Very, very interesting. Here in this photo, they're wearing matching bathing suits. It was kind of an interesting thing. So when you look back, but definitely a key role, definitely a key advisor to him, and definitely somebody that was around 24/7. He was invited to every single birthday party, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and JFK knew he was gay. That was outed early on, and knew he was gay back when they were going to high school. Had already known that, and so. Just I keep all of these different data points in mind when I'm looking at an overall story, because I know that with the narrative, when they talk about the narrative, it just keeps getting more in depth, shall we say, right? Because I think a lot of people would not recognize the name Lem Billings. They just would not. So let's move on. Let's go to the inheritance a little bit more. And some of the things I'm mentioning as far as the information on Marilyn Monroe comes from the inheritance. This book is written, and it was an account of somebody that had to do time in prison for carrying a piece of key evidence in the JFK assassination. Now, this is a really big deal, because if everybody remembers back in the day, and I know that you've rehashed the Kennedy thing over and over again, but the reason that I wanted to go there today was because the 60th anniversary, obviously. But this is a key moment. This moment and 9/11 are two key moments in waking up family members to the depth of the deception. This is a really big, big deal. Because if you can understand that there were problems with the narrative, obviously, and the single shooter narrative of Lee Harvey Oswald, if you can understand and grasp that, and if you can see 9/11 and grasp all the holes in that story, then somebody is more prone to wake up. And you're going to be sitting at the holiday table with a whole lot of relatives, I'm sure, in a big old mixture vat of kind of woke, some woke, and then, of course, the moderates, and then, of course, the head in the sands, and then the heads up the rear and everything else, right? You have a whole family of different kinds of awakeness. Should I say that a word? And I think getting through to people is key, and this event is very key. Everybody knows that Johnson had been involved and embroiled in a whole lot of criminality, okay, and a lot with the mafia. And Johnson had everything to lose if he wasn't going to be put back on that ticket with JFK, and he wasn't going to be. They had already told him that he was going to be pushed into a corner. That was going to be, he was out, okay? And there was the consensus that that the Kennedy brothers wanted to out the CIA. They realized how much power they had accrued just in those short 13 years and realized that they were kind of a monster to deal with, and they wanted to out that. Then you have the monetary thing, which I'm not going to go into, but there were a couple of components here. Johnson could have been to the point where he was going to go to prison for some of the criminality, right? There were some murders in the past and some different things that were going on. But if he was president, if Johnson was president, he knew that he would not have to deal with any of that, right? Because when you're president, I mean, look at King Dingaling. When you're president, all the familial crime just sort of gets swept under the rug, okay? So Johnson used Connally to bring the president to Texas, right? And one of Johnson's aides was also responsible for that, too. And like I said, you got to get the book, The Inheritance, because it'll really open your eyes to more of the vast conspiracy afoot in this whole story, to understand what happened and to really become more awake. This is one of my top reads. I love this book, but by Christopher and Michelle Fulton. But so they had these plans in Texas, and I've interviewed Christopher Fulton before, and he talked about the Secret Service, many of the Secret Service for Kennedy being in on this in order to make, to have that assassination become that assassination and happen, which is really interesting when you get into the depths of that, that there were a lot of people on the take and that they actually worked more for Johnson. When I come back, the piece of information that was the catalyst to the writing of that book and the...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. And of course, you know, doing live radio every day, it's kind of interesting because I don't know if anything ever surprises me anymore. You hear stuff, and I'm at that phase after thousands, tens of thousands of hours of research, and it just, nothing would ever surprise me. I'm at that point. And I hope that most Americans actually get at that point. I really do, because it's important for us to wake up. And I hate the term wake up because we use it so often. But the fact is talk about asleep at the wheel and not knowing a lot of this, right? Many people do not. This is going to be like a foreign language to a lot of people in America, even speaking about all of this, because the narrative sounds so good. But the problem with the narrative is, it sounds too simplistic. It doesn't sound real. And it sounds like it's full of holes, and it is. And we all know that. So at some point, people have to be honest with themselves, because when you're lied to, it never sits right. But when you hear truth, you're like, oh, okay, that resonates, right? Okay. And we got to get people up to the plate to realize what's happening in this country. We're running out of time, and we just can't kind of pussyfoot around people anymore. We've got to wake them up. And this is a big wake-up moment, because a lot of people listening lived through this. I wasn't alive for this, but let me just tell you, I know a lot of people that lived through this, and it's still cemented in their mind. And then, of course, the narrative is then cemented in their mind, which is even worse because there's so many lies involved with the narrative. It just could never make sense the way that we're told. So, of course, it was Johnson's guy that said remove the bubble off of the car. And this comes from The Inheritance, the book The Inheritance by Christopher Fulton. But it talks a lot about the Pentagon's pre-programmed, pre-planned 10-year war in Vietnam, right, to deter the Russian resolve, right, the domino effect of the spread of communism throughout Asia, and that Johnson had a vested interest that even the night before when he was meeting with his mistress, allegedly, he talked about the fact that everything was going to change the next day, and that this would be a way for Johnson to escape what could have happened to him and then again propel him into the presidency. This is why he didn't look very shocked when all of this happened. And he was very eager, even on that plane ride, to make sure that he was the new president. Like, we can't go for 5 seconds without a president. Really? Anyway, it was at this time when the CIA was really gaining their control over the presidency. And then you would find that during the Nixon campaign or during the Nixon years, that the whole reason for Watergate was a distraction. And really the side story of making sure that Nixon didn't thwart any new war plans. Usually it comes to war, right? Because peace doesn't profit. Peace is not good for the government. Only war is. So you have to keep the ongoing wars. So this assassination would give him the prize. Well, the night in the hotel room before, the Secret Service came in and swept for all of his jewelry. Took all of his jewelry off of him for the infamous ride in the car. The problem was that Jackie had gotten a watch out of this Cartier watch because he had this Omega watch, but Jackie had given him this watch. And this watch was really important key piece of evidence because of what was sort of sprayed onto this watch, okay, in the assassination. And she'd given him this watch, and he had put it on after he was swept for all of his jewelry. For some reason, they wanted all that jewelry off of him. So when he goes down and gets in the car, you can see a picture of him in some of the pictures with a watch on. He wasn't supposed to be wearing a watch. That was a gift from Jackie. But that watch held a lot of secrets. And Kennedy's secretary, Evelyn, had custody of this watch as this watch was taken off of him before the body was transported. And this watch ended up in the hands of Christopher Fulton. The CIA wanted this piece of information, this piece of evidence, I should say, and he wouldn't give it up and went through a lot in the custody battle of this piece of information. Even JFK Jr. was also involved in this piece of evidence, trying to get this piece of evidence in his custody. And I think Fulton was more than happy to do that. And he wanted to see him have this piece of evidence. Because I think JFK Jr., I think he was taken out. And I think that there were a lot of different reasons as to why, but he absolutely 100% wanted to make sure the people paid for his father's murder. And he knew, I know he knew, who was behind it, more or less, that the mafia was involved, that the CIA was involved, and that, of course, they wanted to shut him up. And over the decade of the 60s, from about 1960 to about 1974, you see the CIA take over complete and total control over the presidency. Now, they always had influence, right? The globalists had influence since the turn of the century. But it wasn't until the 60s and the early 70s when the CIA was investigated, right? And they were prone to the hearings. Remember the hearings? They would have never let that happen, except that they were probably letting the rest of Congress know and the rest of the Senate know through those hearings that they had absolutely taken over the presidency. Kissinger had taken over the presidency under Nixon. But the JFK assassination was the precursory to this. It was the warning. It was that this is going to happen to you because we're making sure that we're taking over. And you're never going to have any power in that presidency role. That's why when we talk about King Ding-a-ling, King Fraud-a-lot, he's a walking cadaver. He makes no sense. They want you to see that. They're proud of it. They're almost dangling it in front of you on the daily. They're not hiding it. Normally, they'd be hiding that kind of behavior, right? To protect him. Oh, no, they want you to see it for a reason. And they want you to know that they have control. It's kind of their way to say, oh, you know, he doesn't look like old Joe. And no, he got a facelift at 80, sure. And all of these weird things and that are going on that the naked eye can see, that we can all see. But what's so fascinating about it is that they want you to see it. They're pretty much telling you. They have complete and total control. So don't even think that he's doing a thing, right? And they're going to show you all of his screw-ups, too. But what's fascinating about that key piece of evidence, too, is that it still exists, that this watch has evidence, and you can find out why and what kind of evidence that watch holds. Key piece of information right there for this case. You can see that in The Inheritance. I like this book because I like books that give you a different angle that rings true. And you go, you know, so far all the pieces have never made sense until now. And when I look at this whole, when you take this sort of, bird's eye approach to this and you're looking down and you're looking at all the pieces, it makes a heck of a lot more sense that Marilyn Monroe was a spy, that she was used for certain purposes. They didn't just pick her out of obscurity and completely change her look to become this sort of, oh, you caught our eye, you're a model and actress. Come on. She went to the Strasbourg acting school. A lot of people that came out of that were working for the agency, I believe. And there was so much there in Hollywood at the time. If you go back, a lot of the actors in Hollywood at that time were sort of groomed out of the military and only spent a couple of years in the military, never doing any frontline service, and then being propelled into pictures. Now, if you know actors, they work a long time to get those pivotal roles, right? Hardworking actors that are sort of from the ground up trying to make their way. But there were a lot of handlers involved and a lot of people involved. And so there was so much more to the JFK assassination. And on the 60th anniversary of that deadly event in history, I hope that we can all wake up maybe a little bit more, look at more of the depths of the lies that went on. Why were we told over and over and over again some of these things about the narrative? Why was it so important to believe the opposite of what the story held? Why is that? You know, even Lem Billings, what a weird story, because nobody knew that name in the 60s. Nobody knew who he was. He was in the background of all the photos, but nobody understood that he had a room at the White House and he lived at the White House. Very strange story on top of it all. Marilyn Monroe, on the other hand, could have never just been plucked out of obscurity. They had to change her. They had to take off her widow's peak and actually completely change her. There's no way that this sort of shorter, heavier set person was a model. We have to look at all of this through fresh eyes and not be surprised by anything, because when it comes to the narrative, I'm not surprised anymore at all. And I continuously find things where I'm like, I should have recognized that, or I should have known that. And I hope we can all get to be open to taking in information. Doesn't mean it's all true, but it means that we should be open to it at least. I'm Kate Daly for the Alex Jones Show. So happy to spend some time with you today. Kate Daly Radio.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.